May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Number 39.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, and also reading a few verses in chapter 26. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return again to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, "In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. Let us read, friends, also in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, reading from verse 36 to verse 46. That is Matthew 26 from verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, who knoweth how we are favoured to be here again, we do count it a favour, Lord, to come and gather around thy word in the sanctuary. Oh, we beg for that favour, Lord, to feel and know thy gracious presence here tonight. Oh, we do seek that much needed help and enabling that we may worship thee, our gracious God. Oh, Lord, thou art the God of all grace. Oh, Lord, we humbly hope we can acknowledge it. We are sinners, unworthy of the least of thy notice. But, oh, Lord, thou hast raised us up to a hope in thy mercy. And our trouble, which continues to be known and felt, is that we are such sinners, vile and unworthy, even of the least of thy notice. But, Lord, oh, we humbly hope thou hast given us to know this, and a solemn conviction. And Lord, our only hope is to fall before thee and cry out to thee, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, thou knowest how we do feel to desire to need to and want to consider thee more, and thy wonderful birth, thy coming into this world. Lord, it is given us too to solemnly acknowledge, Lord, that thou didst come to suffer, bleed and die. And that the disciples were witnesses of, those three beloved disciples were witnesses of, in the Garden of Gethsemane, was indeed the beginning of thy deepest sufferings. Thou, Lord, didst suffer all thy days. Thou hadst a baptism to be baptized with. Thou, the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Thou didst walk this earth and was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So, Lord, we believe according to that we read in the record of thy word, that all thy life, Lord, here on earth was a life of suffering, a life of being despised, rejected, spit upon, ridiculed. Lord, how even the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they came to thee criticizing thee, and yet, Lord, thou wast here, separate from sinners, undefiled. Oh, the Holy One, here on earth, walking this earth, ever going about doing good. Lord, oh, we beg, we may be led to consider thee tonight, to come to thee tonight, to behold thee tonight, to see thee by faith, to hear thy voice. Lord, oh, we beg we may have blessed fellowship with thee this night. And also know, as our friend has prayed, fellowship with the Father. Fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And as our friend has prayed, we might be accepted in the Beloved. Lord, oh, we pray for this. We're unworthy, the least of thy notice, Lord. Our sins testify against us. Lord, oh, we have that one plea, God, be merciful to me. Lord, we pray we may know that favour. We look for thy appearing, Lord, in this way. Oh, we beg of thee, hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. May we be favoured, Lord, by faith, to go this night to Bethlehem. Lord, thou knowest also we have laid in our heart to bring before the friends. Lord, that favour that is known in so many ways, Lord, that we might go and have a view by faith of Thee, Lord, in all what Thou hast done, in all what Thou didst show forth here below, in Thy life here below. Oh, that baptism where it is saying, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and now am I straitened till it be accomplished. Oh Lord, we have much thought and pondered over the record of how it was with Mary, the mother of Jesus, how it was, Lord, that she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Oh Lord, oh that we may have that blessed pondering, that sacred meditation of Thee, thinking and considering, dear Mary, the handmaid of the Lord. Oh Lord, she was so highly favoured. Oh Lord, how we read of it in those things we read concerning Zacharias and concerning Lord Elizabeth and the journey into the hill country of Mary. And Lord, how we read of that profound witness, the Holy Spirit, the salutation, Lord, Mary, the babe, leapt in dear Elizabeth's womb. Oh Lord, the wonderful prophecy concerning John the Baptist to come and be the forerunner of Christ and to bring those wonderful tidings. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh Lord, Thou knowest. It has struck us so deeply, blessedly yet solemnly, in reading those passages in Revelation recently, especially reading those solemn things relating to the fall of Babylon, the lament of the merchants. Oh Lord, those profound things recorded in chapter 17 and 18. But oh then, Lord, the wonderful chapter concerning the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh Lord, we beg of Thee tonight here, one with another, one for another, we would pray. And personally we need to know this favour. Oh, that we may know and be sealed in our souls that we are among those which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. These must be brought to be followers of the Lamb, followers of the meek and lowly Jesus, made true disciples by grace, Lord, and Thy call is to them, as we've read, Lord, it was to Thy disciples when Thou didst say, so willing to go on and go through, Thou didst speak to them, arise, let us go hence. Lord, oh, we beg, we may have such favour as we go on toward the end of this year, and if favour to go on and begin in the new year, may it be that we shall be exercised to go hence, to go forward, to follow the Lamb. Follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Lord, oh, Thou knowest. There are those we believe that are exercised for this. Oh, Lord, we beg. May it be Thy favour in this new year, if we are spared to go into it, as Thou didst favour Thy people here at the beginning of this present year. May there yet be those things appearing of Thy favour, of Thy wonderful appearing and working in souls, that there might be such things witnessed again, thy people constrained by thy love to follow thee. Lord, we beg for that exercise and leading of the Spirit tonight. Pour in, Lord. I would only be a pipe that the golden oil may flow through. Lord, what thou hast appointed to be delivered to the people, the golden oil to flow through the pipe, poor as he fails to be, but oh, may there be rich blessings. Oh, what a favour, Lord, if we can have the persuasion, feel it, Lord, that rich blessings are in store in Grace's magazine. Oh, that the humble poor may be filled with thy goodness, favoured and blessed, set at liberty, set in, it may be thy purpose to set at liberty those that are bound. Oh, that thou might bless and favour souls and thus get to thyself honour and glory. We pray for any that cannot be here tonight who would be here. We pray for those in deep affliction, Lord, and some, as we know, one friend near to the people here and to the dear friends at Fenstanton. Lord, it appears maybe nearing the end of her journey. Thou knowest. Oh, do be with, very near, to such, Lord, as are coming down to the end of their journey. Lord, it is a solemn consideration. How will we stand in that day? How shall I do in the swellings of Jordan? Oh, Lord, it is a dark river, an overflowing river. Oh, Lord, oh, may it be our favour to look to thee and see thee. Thou hast tasted death for everyone of thy people. Thou art figured as the ark in Jordan. Oh, that we may, by grace, that any dear soul near to the end of their journey may be favoured to rest in Christ, the ark of grace. And then in that favour, it is sure each shall get safely over Jordan's flowing river into the promised land of peace. Lord, but favour us that we may live by faith in thee, having that favour, the promised land of peace. Faith keeps in constant view how different from the wilderness we now are passing through. Lord, we pray for grace to live and continue in the wilderness. Lord, thou art the God of all grace. He giveth grace, he giveth more grace. And as we think of those who was taken to thyself in this past year, and some have dear loved ones left below to struggle with the powers of hell till Jesus bid them go, and some are coming into affliction too. And, O Lord, we pray that thus thou wilt bless and favour such, where they might have such favour by sweet anticipation of the day when they shall be home with their God. Oh, we shall never forget how our dear godly mother was in a condition. I do hope my Lord will soon come to take me home. I want to get home and be home with my Lord in heaven. Lord, we do beg that there might be this favour witness, and it might be as a witness to the young and rising race. For Lord, it may be with the young they feel there's many years before them. Oh, do save them from the treachery of that kind of hope, Lord, that they can leave things too late, and they do not know, none of us know, what a day may bring forth. Oh, Lord, give that urgency, that solemn exercise, to be prepared to stand before their God, prepared to meet our God. Lord, do so work in the young and rising race for this, that thou mightest so prepare them, give them to earnestly seek to be prepared to stand before thy face at the day of judgment, where we must all appear there before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood. Take my sins away. May this be the earnest prayer of each one, we humbly beg, Lord. And oh, we pray for those who are headlong urging their mad career, some of ours connected with us in our families. We pray, Lord, that thou could please thee, stop them in their wild career. Oh, Lord, we know thou art able. If it is according to thy will, thou art able. Thou hast all power. Thou hast that irresistible power, Lord. The stoutest rebel must resign at thy commanding word. And so, Lord, we pray on believing and bringing them unto thee and casting them upon thee day by day. Lord, hear us for them, we humbly beg. Oh, we pray for any in affliction, especially remembering thy servants as we begged of thee for them this morning. We continue, Lord, and as we have done in the past weeks, even day by day, brought them unto thee to pray for our dear friends, especially those that are much esteemed in the ministry, Lord, of the word. Remembering dear John Bloom, our dear friend and brother, and dear Mr. Haddo, and dear Philip Warren, and Lord, we know others of thy servants. We know one of thy servants has had a suffering of loss of a dear daughter taken suddenly. And Lord, thou knowest how we felt love to him in conversation, sometimes being favoured to come together. Lord, we have remembered him and pray for him, and pray that that grace may be given to humbly submit to thy will. Lord, oh, what wonderful grace it is, the grace of submission, a wonderful, precious grace, so needed in such times when thy people must suffer the solemn experience to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh Lord, we know this relates to us and will do to us personally, but it is also known in the experience of tragic loss and those losses known in families. Oh, there's a walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But what is so wonderful is when it is thy will to give the grace that thy people can endure it. They are given that grace to be upheld and to, as Job was, to be able to acknowledge, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, because it's so vital, so important. Everything hangs upon it. Oh, the faith of God's elect, it lives and labours on the low. Though damned, it never dies. And even in times of great loss and tragedy, Lord, thy grace must be, is to be, proved sufficient. Thy grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's that saving in the great need of it, Lord, from sin and death and hell. And there's that that's known in thy saving mercy from despair and from affliction of mind and whatever can come under Satan's onslaught, thy people are saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Save me, O God, my spirit cries, and on thy faithful word relies. Save me from sin, my desperate foe, that fills my soul with every woe. Save me from this bewitching world, which has to death 10,000 hurled, whose charms entrance and lead astray from Jesus Christ, the living way. Save me from Satan's, all his gloom, his craft, his subtlety, and Lord, all those snares he sets and all the malice that he bears. Lord, save, or I perish. Oh, the reality of it, the pleading of it, the need of it. Lord, hear us. Oh, Lord. Oh, thou art the Saviour. And to you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. May we be blessed to be led into it more and more, and by faith to go to Bethlehem and those spots and places so important where there was that witness of thee in all thy sufferings and all what thou didst pass through. We pray for faith to so behold thee here this night. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 88. How wondrous are the works of God, displayed through all the world abroad, immensely great, immensely small, yet one strange work exceeds them all. Hymn number 88.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, friends, this evening, I would direct you again to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, but this evening to the verse 15, and really just those few words, let us now go, let us now go. The whole verse reads, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Friends, it's this really is the burden of the message God, I trust, has given me to bring before you tonight. Is it your favour and mine to be in the secret of the Lord having made known unto us concerning our great need of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has come to do here on earth, what the Lord has made known to us. Oh, that we are in such a great need to be saved, to be redeemed, to be saved from the wrath to come, saved from our sins and all that is the corruption of our hearts, our condition as sinners, to be saved from our sins, from hell and under heaven. Is this what God has made known to us, that we're in great need of this? For we have those words here in the verse, which the Lord hath made known to us. And of course it relates to the wonderful time of the making known of God, of the coming of the Son of God. But we considered a lot this morning in the reality of the blessed fact of it, if we know it, the Lord coming to us and being born in us and us being brought to be in need of Him and taught through the Lord convicting us of our sin, our sinnership and our need of salvation in respect to that, and that as the Spirit has taught us, He's made us to know and be well aware that without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sins. It's if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Now, are these things the realities of what God has taught you, He's made known unto you, that you are in such a state of need as we have named in those ways, and Christ thus is very, very precious to you in the need of Him. And your need is to know your interest in all what He has come to do. If it is our favour to so know our need of Him, then these few words of the couplet I've named, let us now go, let us now go. Yes, to Bethlehem, but really, friends, if we may carefully bring it before you, much more than to Bethlehem. Oh, let us now go. And how can we go? By faith. And if it be God's will to give us the blessed witness, witnessing of the Spirit, granting us faith in exercise, and granting us the favour to go by faith, even to those spots and places, as the Lord walked this earth, as He went about doing good, and as He went on those years setting His face as a flint toward Jerusalem, where he must suffer, bleed and die outside the city wall. Let us now go. Let us now go. Oh, the wise men, of course, they came all those miles from the east. We know not the distance, but they must have crossed those two great rivers, and they came seeking Jesus, and when they found him, they fell down and worshipped him. Has he been revealed to you as your only hope? Is it with you? You have no other refuge. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. And you do want to go to him and find him and have the favour that can only come to you from him, through him, and you be blessed to know you're in him, to believe in him. Friends, it's him in everything. In every consideration of your need in salvation, it's him. It's going to him by faith. Let us now go to Jesus, to fall before him, to fall before him in confession of our sins, to fall before him begging for mercy, to fall before him believing he is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him, to see him by faith as our only Saviour, our only hope, to know him as our all and in all. Friends, let us now go. Let us now go. You see, I believe within the shepherds' hearts exercise was a need. They were humble shepherds, but they were taught of the Spirit, their need of salvation. Now, is this our favour tonight? Am I quickened by his Spirit? And can you witness this? The question of it, the concern of it. Am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer, trusting wholly to his merit, and upon him casting my care. Is this the favour you are in by grace? Is this the favour I'm in? We will have the question of it. But oh, do you have some hope you are in it? As God blessed you, favoured you, and as we considered this morning, made his dear son so precious to you, and he is very dear and precious to you. Well, let us go to have, and by faith to see and have and receive more blessed revelation of Christ, to know him and see him. And you know how it was with those that they wanted to see him as a babe born. I think of how it was with one and another of them. They were waiting for the consolation of Israel as one was. And oh, that dear favoured man, when he held Christ in his arms, he could then say, "Now let us, there thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen my salvation." Friends, is this what you need? You want to see your salvation? You want to be favoured to believe in him, to hold him in the arms of faith, to know that he is your Saviour? "My Lord, my God," Thomas said, when all that unbelief was gone, he had to make testimony of it, acknowledging the Lord, my God. Your dear deacon has prayed tonight. He's prayed that we might hear the voice of the Son of God saying to us tonight, "Come and dine." Oh, friends, this is my desire. This is my exercise. Let us go to the Lord. Let us go by faith to him. May God give the enabling, the exercise, the longing desire, Let us now go, and may we find our Lord. May we see him, may we look upon him. You know how it was with John the Baptist and John, the disciple of the Lord. They both stood there at the time when John the Baptist was to say, it was appointed from all eternity, John the Baptist, to be the forerunner of Christ, and he was to say, he was to speak those words, those blessed words, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Those two dear Johns stood, and beholding Jesus as he walked, oh, how they communed together, even to be able to say, "Of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace." And oh, how this is, it is to be known, to be together, those that are blessed to know under the personal teaching of the Spirit. Remember how we considered the personal application of the word this morning. It was sweet and confirming to hear one say, it's been a personal point and consideration this morning. And we could say, yes, we trust it has been. But friends, what a favour. You see, these disciples, these shepherds, they said one to another, "Let us now go." Is it so with characters here tonight? Is it so with dear souls and partners in life? Let us now go. Let us now go to Christ, unto him. Let us go forth unto him, even without the camp bearing his reproach. Let us now go. And it's going by faith, friends. It's looking for the Lord and seeking to follow him, to see him, to hear his voice, to know that love of Christ which passeth knowledge. The dear Apostle Paul writes to the Philippians, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in the love of Christ and the patient waiting for him." Let us now go. Oh, our Lord is one, that glorious one, that blessed one, the Son of God. And he walked this earth. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. But now he's in heaven, of course, at God's right hand. But let us now go by faith to him. For he is touched with the feeling of his people's infirmities. He's now enthroned in highest bliss, perfect through sufferings there in heaven, in his great holy offices above. Let us now go. But friends, oh, that the faith may be given us in exercise. Let us now go to the Lord. Yes. Do you really long for this? Do you really long to be in the secret of it? And to know the blessedness of it? Because I trust I can honestly testify, there's no favour so great, so full, so free, as that favour that shall be known by sinners coming to Christ, coming to him by faith, and finding him their best beloved, and knowing his presence, seeing his lovely face by faith. Let us now go, and even unto Bethlehem, and see this great thing that has come to pass. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this great thing which has come to pass. Because it was profoundly great that the Son of God that was here found in fashion as a man. But oh friends, it's profoundly great when a soul is led by faith, as we have read, to Gethsemane. Yes, it is. Oh, it's amazing, a wondrous sight. Oh, blessed sight. And at Calvary, oh, lovely form for sinful worms like me. I creep beside him like a worm and see him bleed for me. Let us now go. Do you feel anything of this, of the favour of it, friends? Have you been drawn by the Lord's love to go to him? You see, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And you see the power of the Spirit working, drawing sinners to Christ. Let us now go. I believe it was love that drew these dear wise men to come to the Lord. It's love that draws sinners to Christ. It's the love of Christ that constrains and draws and sinners, they hear his voice. Come unto me, O ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. They come to him. Oh, let us go, for we're needy. We're needy souls, friends. We're dying sinners. We're needing to go to him. Needing to go to him, the good physician. If you know the malady of your condition, the festering sores of sin are so painful to you, let us now go to him, to Christ, for he can effect a perfect cure. He's a good physician. Oh, he can indeed bless souls to cure them, to make them well again. Let us now go unto him, even unto him. Let us now go to him. And friends, I believe the Lord will give that understanding. You know, the wise man Solomon in his writings, as recorded in the book of Proverbs, he exhorts there, get wisdom, get understanding. With all thy getting, get understanding. It's not something we can actually obtain ourselves, but as the exercise of the Spirit is given, the child of God will know their need of it. And it is God's will and purpose to afford that needed wisdom to the child of God. He gives wisdom, he gives understanding, and as he gives it, you will so know your need, know how important it is to come to Christ. Oh, it's such an important matter, more important than anything else of your life, anything else of your needs in natural things. This is more important than any of those natural needs we have. We are sinners. We need salvation. We need to be saved. We were considering this morning, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And you know, he's born unto us if we're true children of God. Oh, we must be exercised to go by faith to him, to look to him, to plead with him, to beg of him, to go to him. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to his thy cross I cling. And go into him by faith. And what do we find? He's ready to forgive. Oh, if you feel your sin so solemnly, if conviction of sin has brought you into a place of utter despair of all hope in self and anything else but Christ, it's a cry you will have, give me Christ or else I die. And oh, let us go to him, friends, with our woe, with our sin, with our guilt. And let us confess it before him. And let us plead for mercy in Jesus' precious name. Mercy through blood I make my plea. Oh God, be merciful to me. Let us go to him. Oh, if we have this exercise given us of the Holy Spirit, we will go. We will confess. We will plead with God. We will plead for mercy. And oh, you know, if the Spirit is so working, there's such a witness with it, he will bless these souls. He will bless these souls that go to him. He will bless them. He will pardon them. He will forgive their sins. It's God's will, friends. It's God's way. It's the Spirit working to bring a soul to come to Christ, to come with nothing in their hands. And oh, they come for what they really need. And what you really need and what I really need is to know our sins are pardoned. Oh, our sins are blotted out. Some of us have had that blessed experience where the Lord has made known to us he's blotted out our sins. And you know, those of us who've known it, we must give testimony. This is the most important thing we ever needed to know. And friends, our hearts full of love to precious souls, that they might know this and have it in earnest concern to know their sins pardoned. Oh, you need to go to Christ to know and have the favour that your sins are pardoned. It is not something that we can just talk a person into, not something that we can persuade a person into. It's what the Lord will so cause them to know and feel their need of it, their need of pardon, their need of forgiveness. Oh, how is it with you here, friends? Oh, one and another of you, do you need to go to Christ in this way? Oh, let us go to him. Let us now go. Now, the urgency of it, the need of it, let us now go. And you think of how the shepherds were, and I know dear John here knows so much more than any of us about sheep, but you know, the shepherds were concerned to care for their sheep through the night, but you see, something else was much more important, friends. Can we consider it like that? Something else is much more important than all the things of our natural lives and our natural concerns, even for our well-being, for our provision, for our livelihood. There's something more important than all that. And I believe these shepherds knew that. Otherwise they would not have been brought into this. Let us now go. And see how they acknowledge. Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And of course, what the Lord had made known was that the Son of God was here on earth, that he had come, he was born in Bethlehem, he is here on earth. And of course, if we understand the importance of it as it was felt by all those that looked for redemption in Israel, you see, it was the most important matter. All those that are being taught of the Spirit right from the earliest of Old Testament days, they looked forward to the coming of Christ. What was the reason for that? Because the blood of bulls and goats, all the blood of bulls and goats, on Jewish altars slain, could not give the guilty conscience peace, nor wash away one's stain. And I believe it is the Lord's purpose to teach sinners there's no other way, there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be lost forever out of Christ. Out of Christ's almighty power can do nothing but devour. And so there's the solemn, powerful impression of the Spirit in a sinner that they need Christ. They need what he has done. They need to know their interest in it. And so, friends, is it so with you? Is it so with some of you, dear young souls? The Lord is bringing you to know this, to feel it, very solemnly, the great need of it, that you need redemption. You know, we've sung of the blessed theme on redemption, the wonders of redeeming love. And this is what you need. You need redemption. And redemption is this. It's being bought by God, bought back by God. The payment made for you by Christ himself. He having shed his blood to make atonement for you, let us now go to the cross at Calvary. Let us go by faith there. May we have a glimpse of him, our Lord, in our room, place, and stead. Let us now go, oh, and see him there, by faith, our murdered martyr, suffered, bled, and died, giving up the ghost, crying, it is finished, giving up the ghost. Oh, when he cried, it is finished, redemption's work was done. But oh, to go by faith and to be blessed to know and believe it was done for me. Oh, the question is so much as we quote it in the couplet, was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a wretch, a worm as me? But let us go by faith and may the dear Spirit seal it that it was for me. It was for you and for me. The Saviour bled and died. Oh, by faith the Lord has a purpose to bless his people whom he loves, to know and to taste redeeming love. He does indeed. Let us now go to him. And may we know this favour, their sins pardoned, put away, blotted out forever by the blood of Christ. Oh, to know they are atoned for, to have that divine atonement on us, to receive it. Paul writes to the Romans, we have received the atonement. Oh, that we might know it. Let us go to him for this. Let us go to him, as I said, the good physician. Let us go for atonement. Let us go to know we're redeemed. We're redeemed by faith. We are blessed and sealed by the Spirit in our redemption. The price is paid. The fight is fought. The victory is won by Christ for the child of God. The people are washed and cleansed through Christ shedding his blood. And you know where we sing, let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flow, be of sin my double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. The water signifying more particularly the word of God, fulfilled, completely fulfilled. What God has spoke must be fulfilled. And the fulfillment of the word of prophecy, they shall look on him whom they pierced. They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son. And oh, to know the favour of the water of the word so sealed to us that what the Lord has done, he's done for me. And the blood applied. Oh, that atoning, precious sin, atoning blood which sprinkled upon us. Oh, this so brings pardon and peace. Pardon and peace comes, friends, I believe, by the application by faith of the blood of Christ. This is how sinners are pardoned. They have to know this in this way, by the application of the holy blood of Christ. This is how pardon is brought. And what comes with pardon, with the application of the blood of Christ, is holy, sacred peace. The soul knows then that great joy, that joy and peace in believing. Oh, may we find this, know this favour, go into Christ, believing in him, let us now go. Friends, let us go to the tomb of Christ. Let us go, as we read in the Word, come, see the place where the Lord lay. You may have followed me in prayer, praying that we might be prepared, that we might be favoured to have that assurance that we shall get safely over the River Jordan into the promised land of peace. It must be and can only be through the death of Christ. He has tasted death for every man, for every one of the people of God. He has tasted death, gone into death. This is the way to heaven, friends, to know our Jesus crucified, that far excels all things beside. You know, we need to know he laid down his life for us. And to see him by faith as that ark in Jordan, he who has tasted death for every man. The ark, so figurative of Christ, placed in Jordan. This was the only way, safe way, the children of Israel could get over into the promised land of peace. With the ark placed in Jordan, the waters were divided. Yes, they were divided and kept back all the time the ark was in Jordan. And this is so figurative, so sacred. Christ has tasted death for his people. Thus the way into heaven is made. Especially as we also know he rose again for his people's justification. He gained the victory over sin and death, and now for the church. Let us go. Let us view him there, in death for us, and then risen again, triumphant over the grave. Let us by faith go and have the witness of the empty tomb. The Lord is risen. Oh, to go by faith, view him risen triumphant o'er the grave, the empty tomb. Friends, the empty tomb. Let us go. Let us go by faith in this way. As God has so blessed us, raised us to hope in him, blessed us, we hope to know his pardoning love. Let us go to the empty tomb, to understand it, view it, to follow him there, to see the place where the Lord lay, and as followers of the Lamb, be baptized at his commanding, after his example rise. Let us go. Let us. It was your favour last year to have one dear soul. Oh, if God should abundantly favour souls and bless them, it can be more than one. Let us now go. Let us now go. And go to the empty tomb to see the place where the Lord lay. Where he lay for me. Where he lay that time of those days, and the third day to rise. Let us now go and behold the place where the Lord lay. I no more at Mary wonder, dropping tears upon the grave, earnest asking all around her, where is he that died to save? Dying love her heart attracted, with his tears, his feet, we'd bathe. Oh, friends, let us go. Because all our hope is in him. He is so precious to us. He's our only hope for heaven. He upon whom our hopes of heaven depend. It's what he has done, that he has suffered, bled and died, and was laid in the tomb, and risen triumphant the third day. The tomb is empty. Oh, the anxiety of Mary. They've taken away my Lord. I know not where they have laid him, but oh, how soon the Lord revealed himself. Mary, You know, I believe in those words when the Lord spoke her name to her, for naturally speaking and according to the interpretation of the name Mary, it means rebellion. But you see, not in the eyes of God and the Lord. Everything was done for her. He'd done everything for her. We know he'd cast out those seven devils. But here now, here's the witness. Everything is done. He's risen o'er the grave. Oh, how she's to receive this, even in the Lord speaking her name, Mary. Mary. Oh, he can speak your name and convey to you everything you need. In the words even of your own name, he can speak to you. You see, it's the blessed witness of the Spirit. God speaking to you. God conveying to you the confirming of his favour, of his love to you, of what he's done for you. Oh, let us go. Oh, may we be in earnest, friends, to receive these high favours of our God. And to bless our Saviour's name, to praise God from whom all blessings flow, to render the praise due unto him, to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and may we have an exercise to live praying to be kept and to live to his praise, to leave all our ear below for him, to follow him, to part with all, to follow him. I believe the Lord has given me in this last year a willingness to part with all, to follow him. Friends, it's a blessed favour. It's an amazing favour. It's so unlike us by nature, but he works the precious grace in us to make us willing. Make me willing, glorious Lamb, to suffer all things for thy name. At last be where my Jesus is, and rise to everlasting bliss. Let us go. Let us now go. Even from this evening hour of this last Lord's Day of this year, let us now go unto him. Oh, one of the apostles writes, let us therefore go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. How is it with some of you in your workplace, among those you work with, you feel to be speckled bird, but oh, the favour of it, friends. Oh, that you are accounted as one of those who've been with Jesus and learn of him. And the world has nothing, can understand nothing of the joy you know. But oh, the privilege, the blessing, to be counted amongst those that have been with Jesus, and that it is witnessed by the world. It's true what we sing, the wondering world inquires to know why I should love my Jesus so. What are his charms, say they above, the object of immortal love? But you know the answer, and it's a privilege to testify even before the world, to go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. You know, especially so, we consider the further words, for here we have no continuing city. We seek one to come. Friends, may the dear Spirit bless you at this season to go by faith unto him, even to the manger, yes, to Bethlehem, to into Gethsemane, the judgment hall, I think of that, where our Lord was scourged with that cruel Roman scourge. Oh, what he suffered there. Oh, and then, oh, he was crowned with a crown of thorns. And they said in ridicule, behold the man. But oh, the child of God will behold him. Behold him by faith. Oh, the child of God in much esteem, in wonder and amazement, beholding the Lord by faith. Oh, the Son of God, Oh, he who the spouse says is altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000, to go and testify him before the church. He's my best beloved. He's the chief among 10,000. He's the altogether lovely. To witness before the daughters and brethren in the church of God, the daughters of Jerusalem, as it were, was set forth in the song, to be such a favoured soul to witness. This is my beloved. This is my friend. Oh, he upon whom my hopes of heaven depend, my Jesus, has done all things well. Oh, and a desire to tell of his love, testify of his grace, tell the sinners round what the dear Saviour you have found, point to his redeeming blood, say, behold the way to God. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £655, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day, who hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And next Sunday we hope to hold a special prayer meeting at 9 o'clock, as it's New Year's Day. And the collections today are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us now close with hymn number 18. Now to the Lord a noble song, awake my soul, awake my tongue, Hosanna to the eternal name, and all his boundless love proclaim. Number 18.
forgive anything they have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. Continue with thy dear people here. As has been announced, our dear friend, thy servant Mr. Pack, coming to them in the week. And dear Mr. Field, next Lord's Day, the first day of a new year. O Lord, we beg of thee, help us to continue to follow thee. O Lord, give the grace, give the help we need. And oh, may we have that blessed prospect we've just been singing of, even to be home in heaven at last. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.